He's the amazing Dr. Gray. He's Mr. Organized. He can organize your life too. And if rash develops, discontinue use.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world. With all the business love you really need, strictlydrj.com, strictlydoctorj.com. Remember, on New HD Los Angeles, this Friday night and every Friday night at 8 p.m., it's the Strictly 80s Rewind Show. With me, Dr. J, the sexiest rewind show in the world, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on New HD Los Angeles. We celebrate the greatest decade in music, the 80s, the most culturally diverse decade in music. Believe that. Believe it. Okay, we've been cleared for some Strictly headlines. Okay, we're going to start off in some Taco Hell business. Fans of Taco Bell's nacho fries, time to rejoice.
Say what?
That's right. On April 25th, the snack returned to Taco Bell nationwide for a limited time with a spicy little spin.
I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
The fast food chain is partnering with Secret Aardvark, a Portland-based hot sauce company, to turn the spice level way up a notch. The new Secret Aardvark nacho fries will be the same delectable fries you love with some tasty additions: slow roasted chicken, a three cheese blend, sour cream and nacho cheese sauce, and pico del gallo topped off with the exclusive Secret Aardvark Sierra Bonero hot sauce with ranch blend. You can get it all for just $4.99. Now the sauce is crafted from green tomatoes, roasted tomatillos, serrano, I hope I'm saying that right, and green habanero peppers blended with savory ranch, adding a pinch of spice to the nacho fries.
Gonna die on the toilet, honey.
Guys like you don't die on toilets.
That's all you had to say.
Well, I'm not much of a Taco Bell guy. I haven't been since I lived next to one in North Long Beach. I mean, I literally can go out of the parking garage and walk over to a Taco Bell. Literally just walk over there and pop my head in there and eat as much as I wanted, or I could buy, that is. But I haven't been there lately, but people say they love it and people talk about it all the time. And Taco Bell has definitely been bringing back some old favorites, including Mexican pizza. So go wild if that's your thing. Have a good time and tell them Dr. J said hi. All right. In old baby business, over 2,000 unsafe and hazardous baby products were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the port of L.A.
Say what?
Let us be f***ing honest. This is a crucifixion. This is political. And don't tell me it's not.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions. Officers intercepted four separate shipments that arrived from China in January and February. CBP officers seized 96 baby walkers, 206 autism balance chairs, 492 baby changing tables, 196 baby slash kit step stools, and 1,296 alphabet mystery box toys.
I can't take it no more. I feel like I just gave birth to an accountant.
Now, investigators say all the products failed to comply with U.S. child safety standards. The estimated domestic value of the 2,296 products seized is $79,696. Now, according to the CBP, the infant walkers lacked consumer registrations, children's product certificates, and tracking labels. The autism balance chairs violated the Consumer Product Safety Act. The changing tables were found in violation of the safety standard for baby changing products, consumer registration, children's product certificate, and tracking label requirements. The baby slash kids step stools lacked the required children's product certificate and tracking label. The toys failed to meet small parts requirements and were also found in violation of the Federal Hazardous Substance Act. This is the report that is currently being filed.
And where's my report?
Well, I haven't finished those up yet, but you know, I figured since they weren't due till...
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Oh. I gotta have time to get them retyped.
Yeah.
Do you realize what would happen if I handed my reports in your handwriting?
Yeah.
I'll get fired. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
Of course not, Biff. Now I wouldn't want that to happen.
That's all you had to say.
CBP is committed to preventing the illegal importation of products that violate U.S. safety standards as they have the potential to cause harm to children. Our most valuable consumers, says Cheryl Davies, CBP Director of Field Operations in Los Angeles. Thank God they're on their job. You never know where your tax dollars are working at, and thank God they're working here because this is our kids, and innocent new parents could buy this stuff for their kids and it could fall apart or it could poison them or they don't know how to track it back where it came from. This is all good stuff that somebody's doing a job and doing it effectively. So kudos to the CBP. Keep up the good work. All right. And finally, in Entrepreneur This Business, a viral TikToker influencer who doubled as a Chick-fil-A team member has revealed that the chicken chain asked her to stop posting videos of staff meals while on shift, so she quit. Merriam-Webb, who has over 121,000 followers and 3.8 million likes on the platform, first started posting videos during her shift back in December, where they quickly went viral. Webb would post what she would eat as part of the free shift meals with a humorous flair.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here. Start now. Honey, everything's coming up right.
She began each video with her signature phrase, "It's a great day at Chick-fil-A, and today I'm gonna show you what I get on my employee meal."
I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
Not now. But her days of posting menu hacks and lunchtime creations came to an end when she was reportedly told by upper management and corporate PR that she was violating a policy in the employee handbook, though she did not specify which one. In a video on April 15th, Webb told viewers that she was violating company policy and that the chain was not willing to make an exception. Quote, unquote. For her success, the meeting followed one of Webb's videos that garnished over 2 million views reviewing the chain's new cherry drinks. Quote, "I want to make it clear that this was not a punishment. It wasn't that I did something wrong in my videos or said something in my comments that caused them to say no more videos," she told viewers. "This was something that they didn't know I was doing." End of quote. She noted that corporate found the videos funny and engaging, but still asked Webb to stop making the content. She said that she asked the brand to collab with her, but they didn't want to do that. Quote, "I respect this decision and all I can do now is adapt," she told her viewers.
That's all you had to say.
Now, according to our Strictly Business Insider, she handed in her notice on Monday and plans to focus on becoming a full-time content creator in the food space, already posting videos reviewing food from rival Shake Shack. Now, Webb said that Chick-fil-A is allowing her to keep her videos on her profile and that she isn't angry with the company for their decision at all, calling the journey to becoming a content creator a beautiful experience. Bravo to you, Miss Webb. Not only do you have an entrepreneur spirit, you did something very important. You knew not to ask permission to do this.
What's she talking about, Dr. J? She's in violation.
No, sometime in business, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. And she knew if she had asked them, they would have said no flat out. So she took the time, did it herself. And by the time somebody ratted her out, and trust me, that's what went down. Somebody clearly ratted her out, and it wasn't management. It was probably a coworker who was smiling in her face saying, "Oh, your videos are so cute," and then hating on her behind her back and turned her in. But by that time, she had developed a following. Also, she could have been totally obnoxious about it. Forget what they say. They don't want me to post any more videos. This is my social media account. I'll do what I want to do and post video after video until they fired her. But she sounds like a magnificent young lady. She was polite. She did what she was supposed to do. She took it down, and now she's moved on. This is great for Chick-fil-A. It shows what kind of young people they have working for the organization, and their hiring practices are absolutely wonderful. Chick-fil-A, I think you missed out on an opportunity to work with this young lady now, because now she's going to become a big-time millionaire and content creator for menus, and you had her on your payroll and you let her go. But to your credit, Chick-fil-A, you handled this perfectly too. You could have fired her after the first one. You could have fired her after the time she tried to apologize and she put you on blast that you didn't want her to do it, but you didn't. So both organizations, both brands, I should say, Ms. Webb and Chick-fil-A, come out smelling real good. And congratulations, Ms. Webb. I hope you do extraordinary things, because you a badass and you deserve it. And y'all take notes, all you other entrepreneurs out there. You are on to better things while that co-worker who ratted you out still there slanging chicken sandwiches. Serves her right. Ha ha! That's going to be it for Strictly Headlines today. You have got the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world on New HD Radio.